You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Nifty and Sensex fell to a two-month low on FII and growth concerns. Those are the headlines from the last day of this trading week. Today is the 19th of July 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bears maintained their hold for the second week in a row as the BSE Sensex, Nifty 50, Nifty Bank all hit fresh two-month lows on FPI worries, deficient rains and a slowdown in growth. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's statement on FPI surcharge, which was part of budget proposals, dashed hopes of foreign investors which were looking for some kind of reversal on the proposed tax in the short term. Additionally, below normal monsoon rains, muted earnings from India Inc., lowering of India's forecast from the Asian Development Bank weighed on sentiment. The Nifty 50, which opened with gains, failed to hold on to the momentum and quickly turned negative, making a long black day kind of candle on the daily charts. The index broke below a crucial support placed at 11,500 and 11,461 levels on a closing basis. The final tally on D Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex plunged 560 points to close at 38,337, while the Nifty 50 closed 177 points, down at 11,419. The Nifty 50 registered almost 300-point falls from the recent high of 11,706 levels in just three sessions, and a technical pullback can't be ruled out, which could be used to go short, according to experts. The next is placed at 11,300 and 200 DMA, which is at 11,125. What do the experts have to say? We spoke to Vinod Nair, who is head of research at Geojit Financial Services. He said, and I quote, "Markets slid as there was a sharp sell-off by foreign funds due to the government's reluctance to tweak FPI's income tax surcharge and the deficiency in monsoon rain, which impacted the risk sentiment." Additionally, downward revision in India's growth to 7% by the Asian Development Bank and lackluster earnings from domestic corporates added anxiety over premium valuation. Key heavyweights are likely to announce results next week. Unquote. In terms of sectors, the BSE Auto Index plunged 3.2%, followed by the BSE Bankex, which was down 2.1%, and the BSE Consumer Discretionary Index saw a dip of 2.1%. Top Sensex losers included names like Tata Motors, Bajaj Finance and Mahindra & Mahindra, which were down 3-4%. Some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street, shares of private sector lender RBL Bank ended with losses of over 13% today after management guided for deterioration in corporate exposures in the coming quarters despite strong quarter one numbers. Shares of IT firm Cyient ended over 11% lower after the company missed its quarter one earnings estimates. The company, on the 18th of July yesterday, posted a 9.7% rise in net profit at 90.5 crore rupees for the quarter ended June 2019 versus 82.5 crore rupees in the corresponding quarter of the last fiscal. Finally, Dabur India closed almost 2% higher after it reported better than expected growth across parameters in the June quarter, with domestic volume growth being 9.6% against analyst estimates of 4%. So Dabur India, Cyient and RBL Bank making some noise on Dalal Street. Quick tour around the world now. Stocks in major Asia-Pacific markets ended strong as comments from a US Federal Reserve official led to rising expectations that the central bank could ease monetary policy more than expected. Japan's Nikkei 225 added 2% to close at 21,466.99, while the broader topics index, also of Japan, rose 1.94% to finish its trading day at 1,563.96. The Shanghai Composite rose 0.79% to close about 2,924.20, while the Shenzhen Composite added 0.75% to close at 1,560.27. The Shenzhen component also gained 0.81% to close at 9,228.55, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index advanced 1.03%. So the week was truly a mixed bag, 3 days of gains and 2 days of losses. And at the end of the day, 2 month lows on the Nifty as well as the Sensex due to FPI concerns as well as growth concerns because of ADB's lowering of India's growth forecast. The podcasts, though, don't end at the trading day coming to an end, because on our Digging Deeper episode, we'll be taking a look at the role of the International Monetary Fund. I'm certain you've all heard of IMF because, well, IMF has a knack of being in the news constantly, but do you really know what it does? If you want to know answers, that is what I will be giving you on Digging Deeper. And of course, I will also be joining you with Stories of the Day, which is a recap of events from across the world. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, urging you to leave us a comment on whatever platform it is that you listen to us on, or write an email, mcpodcast@nw18.com. And also for now saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.